Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
It's supposed to get easier when you get older. It doesn't. Psych. It's almost like God is saying, you guys are living too nicely right about now. Let me throw a wrench in your
plan. I think so. Oh, yeah. It's your birthday month? Yeah, your birthday just on the horizon. Yeah. Huh? It'd be a shame. Sorry, with the end of that.
It's always when that new age is creeping up on you. They like, they like, gotcha, bitch. You know?
Yep. That's exactly what I feel like. These past 2 days, I just feel like, oh, gotcha, bitch. That's all I feel like.
I don't have any injuries like you, but I'm just, I don't want to say burnt out because I know the definition of that, whatever. I'm just like exhausted as fuck.
Yeah, like, don't be like that, bro. Nope, I understand that.
Life is just, life is great. Don't get me wrong, whatever. But good Lord, shit, that shit is like, what are the kids saying? Life be lifing.
It can. Life can laugh at times. That is very true.
Yeah, it's very true. Ladies and well, you know what? I'm glad I have something very refreshing to sip on right now.
Likewise.
I am drinking the only mix, but I ran out of Puro Potro to make my margarita with, so I used Lalo tequila. And I got
nice.
There's a little bit of strength in there now, whatever. And I got to tell you, it's really fucking refreshing, dude. So it makes the day somewhat nicer, man. It makes it a little bit more relaxing, you know.
Okay, we like that.
I love me a good little only mix. I love that company in general, whatever, but. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey with a hoarse voice. I'm JB.
And I am
the godfather of craft beer with a fucked up toe, Cody.
And we're old.
Yeah, we're old and all beat up.
I'm not looking forward to this week because it's about to move. It's about to move.
Oh, man. Hey, where's my vacation coming?
That's right. You must be going on vacation, man.
Yeah, I think that shit like yesterday, bro.
I think it's what, a month from now for you?
Just about, yeah.
That might as well be it next year then.
Yeah. I'm saying.
Oh, man. I don't even need the vacation. Just give me a day. Just give me a fucking day. Just give me a fucking day.
Shit, that works for me too, yeah.
Yeah. Just let me get 8 hours. No, let me get 10 hours of sleep. Just let me do that.
Oh, my God. Why did you put that thought in my head? That sounds heavenly.
Oh, it does.
10 whole ass hours? Oh, my God.
You drink something real nice tonight and just doze the fuck off, dude. Yeah.
Oh, I plan on doing that.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm very medicated as well.
Yeah.
Very medicated.
Well, people, it is the last drop of Cody's birthday month or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then dropping on that toe of his or whatever. Life is dropping on that toe of his.
Yeah, there. Did an elbow drop. Top rope.
Ric Flair did it. He just dropped and hit the mat, and Cody's toe just so happened to be there or whatever. But it is craft beer week on the my voice is fucked right now. I gotta
It don't sound too bad, honestly.
It don't sound too bad.
You know, I imagine it probably feels different, but
it feels don't sound like too bad. It is. Yeah. It's not as dried out or tired as it was. It just feels like exhausted. It just feels exhausted. Mm. That's all. So if it doesn't sound bad, then that's a win then or whatever. Because to me, it just sounds
of course
like,
put to the ringer.
When I re-listen to this and be like, ooh. It's like, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, you sound fine to me. Like I said, but I know feeling and sounding is different. So
yeah, the AIDS only hurt sometime, you know. You don't see it, but it hurt. That's just a joke, people. By the way, don't take that and run with it. I knew it.
I'm feeling about that brother right there. The inkling. Someone's right.
He shook my hand and I itched one time. You know?
Broke out in hives.
I started scratching and shit, whatever. You know. Yeah. Now, granted, that was after I sniffed some white powder, but I shook his hand too at the same time. Yeah. It itched later or whatever. But it is craft beer week here on the last drop. So we're just going to jump right into it. Oh, first of all, one quick note I want to throw out there real quick. So the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection has just announced well, just announced that they are introducing a new bottle to the lineup, something that me and Cody are probably never, ever fucking have. I hear it's delicious. And that is Colonel Taylor will now have a Buffalo Trace Antique bottle.
Oh, no kidding.
So, yes, it's with the yellow label. I heard it's delicious as fuck. Of course.
Don't imagine so.
It's shit. Why wouldn't it be, right? Also, too, the George T. Stag this year is also a fucking hazmat. It's at 148 ABV.
Wow.
So basically, if you have a virus in your throat or anything like that, go find you a bottle of that somewhere or whatever and just sip that for about a night and then knock the fuck out. And it'll probably kill every disease you probably ever thought you had.
I think that's the
end all cure right there.
Mm-hmm.
For everything.
I can't remember the last time I had something that goddamn strong, Cody. I got to be honest with you.
You said that's the proof, correct? You said 148?
Yeah, 148.
Damn, shit. That's high. What is that? That's 90. That's over 90, right?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, that's about.
So over 90, like 92?
No, actually, about what is it? Like 70 something proof?
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. I suck at math, so
72 or something like that. Yeah, that's still fucking high. That's high as shit. Honestly, yeah. We talking about like almost 150. Oh Lord. Oh
damn.
Oh, I don't know. That might dilute the flavors of GTS. That's what you love about that GTS is the flavors on there.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a valid point. Yeah, a lot of alcohol in that bad boy.
I did have the pleasure of having the handy, and I got to tell you, that shit is fucking delicious this year. Because I know last year sucked. It wasn't as great or whatever the year before, but this year was phenomenal, dude. Like, it was probably one of the only bottles I'll probably get out of that fucking lineup, whatever, because I'm not paying $2,000 for a fucking bottle. So, especially a yearly release, non-limited thing or whatever and stuff. So, but the rye, the Tandy was phenomenal shut right there, dude. Oh my God. All those rye spices on the back end or whatever. The proof is really mellow as well, too. It's not fucking 150 goddamn ABV, whatever. I'm not a fan of that, but you know, I'm sure all the crackheads out there, the whiskey lovers, they'll love that shit. So, but we're not here to talk about whiskey. That's only a little bit of news I had with any releases and stuff like that. We're here to talk about this beer that Cody's sipping on here.
Goddamn right, sir.
I'm excited about this one.
Really?
Yeah. I just picked this up this past Friday.
Is that a Budweiser?
Yes, it is. You see them blue bottles?
I know that can color, baby. I know that can color.
No. Stop by Highland Park Brewing out in Chinatown, DTLA.
Chinatown.
Picked up a bottle and a couple four packs. And this one in particular, this is the Sticky Fresh. Mm-hmm. This is their collab with Bellbreaker Brewing. I never heard of this brewery. Never had anything from them.
So this comes in. Looks different these days too. I got to tell you,
it does. Really does.
I went to go get some tea there a week ago, or whatever, and it fucking changed a lot. I do not recognize it at all.
You're right. Yeah, it has changed a lot. That's true.
So yeah. Interesting to hear about this beer that came from old Chinatown. Yeah.
So this is a fresh hop ale, actually, mm-hmm. West Coast IPA. Coming in at 7.3% alcohol by volume. Let's see here.
7.3, all right.
7.3.
Got them tropical notes on there then, that West Coast vibe.
All right. It says here, Yakima Chief Hops. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I don't know. Hold on. Repeat that again. What the fuck is that?
If you see on the label right here, focus right there.
Yakima.
This shit can focus.
Oh shit, that is that must be Chinese itself then, goddamn shit.
Yakima Chief Hops.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what, two people? One other thing. I said this to Cody, another release too, real quick. El Tesoro is coming out with a Yamazaki cast release.
You're talking about that.
My God, dude. I got tricked yesterday, Cody. You're gonna love this story. This store posted on their website that they had it in Glendale. I got my hair cut probably like around 3 o'clock yesterday. Actually 1:30. Sorry. So I got done by 2:30. And you know, from Long Beach to Glendale, in the morning, you could probably get there 40 minutes. It's not that bad of a drive or whatever, early and stuff. But after noon, after lunchtime, basically, if you driving from Long Beach anywhere to fucking LA, you might as well
forget about it.
Yeah, exactly. Even the Cody's place, for some reason, it takes an hour. I don't know why. But
yeah, forget about it. Yeah,
it's just an hour. I don't know why. It just happens, whatever. That shit said an hour and 13 minutes, dude. And I was just like, oh, I really want that bottle, though. I really fucking want this bottle, Cody. I drove my black ass all the way to Glendale, dude. I went to go get this bottle. I'm looking on their website. Got it on there and everything. And this is going to be my rant for the day, whatever. Motherfuckers got the audacity to tell me, oh, we don't have that bottle. That's a pre-order. I said, why the fuck don't they say that on your website then?
You would think they would put that in bold lettering.
Disclaimer, top of the fucking page.
Thank you. Put it at the top.
How would one not be confused about that?
Look at this shit. Do you see this shit say pre-order anywhere?
They have a disclaimer about packaging may vary. They got that disclaimer.
I was like, okay, add to cart. I was like, all right, cool.
Nothing about pre-order.
I see nothing about pre-order.
Unlike the court stores, you know goddamn well what's pre-order, what's not.
Yeah.
They make that very abundantly clear.
And or like when I order from Yayo's website, whatever, they tell you right on there, pre-order the new.
Coscanes.
I ain't see shit on this, but I said, you know what? I said for $160, man, that's probably the cheapest I'm gonna find that for. I want to buy a bottle anyway. That's going to be my splurge of the month right there. I went down this bitch an hour and 13 fucking minutes, Cody, only to be told, oh, yeah, we ain't got that bottle, son.
Damn, I was like, that's some bullshit.
So I just told him, I said, all right, cool, man. I mean, when are you guys expecting to get it? At first, they told me, oh, yeah, we sell out of that one real fast. I said, how the fuck you selling out of it real fast? It just came out. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, do you even know what the fuck I'm talking about now? And she was like, oh, she had this look at her like, oh shit, he knows his shit. Like, changed the story a little bit. And she was just like, yeah, I'm not really sure when we get in that bottle neither. I just looked at it, just like, damn. So I was like, so you got a pre-order
up. Yeah. They should probably not advertise it until they know for sure they have an ample amount of stock and they actually can sell it. I mean, that's just what I would do.
If I had a store, I would just, you know. I would what's a bottle I bought or whatever? It was something I pre-ordered. It might have been a Yayo bottle. Even that said, like, it's probably the new Luna and Solo that's coming out. Even that said, shipping mid-October.
There you go. How hard is it?
This shit don't tell you anything at all or whatever. And then when you ask them, they tell you, yeah, we're not really sure when that's coming. It's like, wait, hold on. I know the bottle exists because I sent Cody a video of people sipping on it. So clearly, the production on it is done. I don't know who's distributing it or whatever, but we know who's distributing it because Suntory owns El Tesoro. Mm-hmm. So, which, goddamn, I mean, you talk about the collaboration of all collaborators. What took them so long with this one? It should have been the first one on that list or whatever.
Shit, I'm saying.
Where's that Hibiki one at next? Bring that next year or whatever. Bring that bitch or whatever. So, yeah, I was all excited. I was like, oh, man, I'll share this with Cody for his birthday and something like that. It's going to be a banger right here or whatever, right? Only be told that shit. You should have seen the look on my face, whatever, when I realized I drove down there. I turned into Anthony Anderson from Harold and Kumar Wyckoff. We're going to burn this motherfucker down, Pookie. We're going to burn this motherfucker down. I said, fuck that. I'm walking out of here with something. And then I went down to Tequila Isle, and first thing I see is fucking Hortitos. I was pissed off. That ruined my whole goddamn day, Cody. I was like, all right, goddamn it.
That'll do it to you. Ruin
anybody's, well, probably not everybody's today, but especially ours. Same fucking Hortitos.
It just dawned on me. It's like, I don't want any of this shit, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will say I got walked out with a Shinks bottle. It was $100 too. It was the last bottle.
Oh, okay.
I was like, that was a win, right? Because usually it goes for like 120 or something like that. I was like, all right, $100.
Yeah. And you some Shinks, so
love me Shinks. Nice. I don't think I've had this year's. I've had Bomb Burgers this year, but I haven't had Shinks this year. So I walked out with something nice. It wasn't what I wanted. I mean, I was going to get it eventually anyway, the Shinks, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, teach his own, whatever. So if you do see it online, it might be a fucking pre-order for all I know. But that's a new release that me and Cody are both probably heavily excited for, that El Tesoro.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, especially because of all the shit they've done, like the Basil Hayden, the LaFork, the Knob Creek. Those sound cool and interesting, whatever. But realistically, I mean, I'm not paying over $100 for them. I think High Proof has them for $80 now, so I'll get them for those prices.
Yeah, I will get the Knob Creek one. I'll probably spend it on that.
Oh, yeah. $80? Oh, yeah, I'm going to hop on that.
I'll get that one. Yeah.
This Yamazaki one, keep a lookout on that one, people. I think that's
goddamn right. Hell yeah.
I think that one's going to sell out like hotcakes or whatever.
I think so.
I would get this pre-order, but motherfuckers just told me they don't know when they're getting it. So why the fuck would I do that?
So you can't actually pre-order it. So it's not a pre-order.
It's a, you know what it is, Cody? It's a down payment.
Right.
Actually, it's kind of more like what was that shit when we were kids? Layaway.
Kind of layaway. Damn, I heard that term in a long time. God damn, bringing me back.
Does that even layaway exist anymore, shit, people? I don't know.
Does it?
I guess they broke it into, I guess now they actually give you the item and you still pay it in payments now. Like on, I think Amazon,
Affirm,
and all that. You can get the item paying payments or whatever. Affirm,
yeah.
I don't think layaway exists when we were kids, how it used to.
Nah.
People, layaway back in the day, you didn't get that fucking item, but you was paying a bill on it. Mm-hmm. It's a crazy fucking concept, I gotta tell you. I would never do that because I want the fucking item if I'm paying for it.
Yeah, you goddamn right. Shit.
But I assume
some sort of security on that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what the fuck? Like, what if it appreciates in value then? So I don't know. Yeah. Like, so I guess this ain't really a pre-order. Like you said, I think this is a layaway then. You're just putting payments on it.
Yeah, because it's not really a pre. That doesn't, yeah. You buy the whole thing, and then you're good until the bottle ships or whatever. Mm-hmm. It goes to the store. That's not the case from what you're telling me.
Perfect example. I just pre-ordered the new Yayo bottles of the Sol and Luna Part 2 bottles. And you order it. It tells you shipping mid-October. We'll send you tracking numbers. Like, oh, okay. But if you do it with this one, it don't tell you any of that. You just bought it, and you don't get shit until it's ready for pickup. That could be a month. That could be 2 months. That could be 3 months. Who knows? Yeah. So fuck that. I'm not doing that. Wow.
Man, I gotta tell you, dude. This goes back to that whole transparency. I think we did a spiel on transparency way back when on one of these shows. Yeah. But
you gotta be transparent, man.
You just gotta.
You gotta be, dude. Like, come on. Like the customers, they deserve that much at least.
I mean, could you imagine running a store, Cody, where you told a motherfucker if you had something that somebody really wanted, like this bottle, let's just use that. Mm. You told them. Yeah, it's only available for pre-order. And you'd be like, oh, when do you guys think you're going to get it? And they tell you, I don't know. We just put it up there, though.
I'm supposed to trust your word on that? Who the fuck are you? It's like, this is a little store I never shopped at either. I was like, what?
Okay. You know what I would That's do weird. If I did some shit like that? And let's just say it's a distributor thing. They can't tell you when they get it, which is fucking weird. But let's just go with it, Cody. Let's just hypothetically go with it. If I had a store and I was doing a pre-order for a bottle, I didn't know the exact date of delivery or whatever and shit. It could be months. What I would do is when you pre-order, come to the store and I will pour you not a sample, but like, let's say 100 milliliters of a El Tesoro, either Knob Creek one or a Leforic one. I'd hook you up.
Oh, that sounds lovely to me.
Yeah, I'll give you a 100-milliliter bottle or whatever and shit.
Shop at the store every goddamn week.
I could be making pre-order. He'd be like, yeah, I'm going to pre-order that or whatever. Like, yeah. Because I saw the display of it. They got bottles of that shit. Just open one of them motherfuckers up, whatever. It's like, money on that shit. It's like $90 or whatever. So it's like, all right, cool. Open it up, crack that bad boy open over which one, and be like, all right, pour like little 100-milliliter bottles. They're like probably that big, like that size, whatever. Pour those up and be like, if you pre-order, come pick up unless you pre-order over out of state, whatever and stuff, then yeah. But if you're local and pre-order, then yeah, I would put that on the fucking description though. You can come pick you up a 100-milliliter.
Thank you. Yeah, that's all he had to do. That's literally all he had to do.
Had me fucking drive down that goddamn.
Yeah, that sucks, man. I'd be mad as fuck.
Oh, I kind of was, dude. That drive pissed me off too. Because
I mean, at least you got the Shanks bottle. That's cool, but still, that's fucked.
I felt like the Shanks was kind of like a what's the term you use? Not low hanging fruit. Like a consolation prize. It was like,
Yeah, consolation. Like a almost like a backhanded compliment in a way.
Yeah. And no disrespect to Mitchell. I was going to get the bottle anyway at one of these places.
Yeah, no disrespect at all. It's just, that's how you went to go.
I didn't fucking go there for that. Yeah, exactly. I didn't fucking go there for that or whatever. Like, yeah. And let's be real. I only bought it because I was like, I didn't make this fucking drive for nothing. I'm going to get something.
Right, yeah, I get something, shit. And it was decently priced, so it's like, fuck it.
Yeah, and it's just like, out of all the other shit that they had there, because I was like, I'll just spend $50 on something. If 50 bottles was trash, dude, I was just like, I don't want any of this shit or whatever. Like,
no,
I was trying to find something. Like, I was like, maybe I'll get a regular El Tesoro. They ain't even had that. And I was just like, oh man, this ain't looking good. This ain't. I was trying to look at like some $50 tequila bottle. And I was like, nah, this ain't looking good. All right, this ain't working out. The Shanks, like you said, it was the last one. I was like, oh, thank God. I was like, we could work with that. We could work with that. but anyway, Cody, that's my rant for the week now. Just trans fucking.
Nah, that's a very justifiable rant, man. That's
fucking fuck transparency, shit. Please. You should have seen how excited I was too, Cody.
That lucky you actually bought something from that store.
Yeah. They should be, because I don't plan on going back to that motherfucker. Yeah.
They're very lucky. Yeah, usually they pull a stunt like that, usually we're just like, this. Fuck this store. Fuck, you swear that store. Shit off.
Yeah.
For all time.
Honestly, I'm never going back there. That drive sucked, dude. You should have seen the excitement on my face though, dude. Like when I left the barbershop, dude, I was like, man, I was like, oh, do I make the drive? I said, fuck it, let's go do the drive. Let's go pick this bottle up today. Yeah, that didn't work out in my favor, so I wouldn't do that, like you said. But anyway, oh, good. No one hacked into my credit or anything like that. Your tax person sends you a little note. That's great. that's good news, then. So what are you sipping on over there, Mr. Cody?
All righty. It's that, once again, that Sticky Fresh, that collab between Highland Park and Bellbreaker Brewing. Ooh. This is my first time trying any sort of variety of Bellbreaker Brewing. I know nothing about this brewery.
Never heard of
Never heard of it. My first time hearing about it, first time sipping on it. And I gotta tell you, man, I bought a 4-pack of this. This is my third can at this point.
God damn.
Obviously, with IPA, they're not gonna taste better than now. So you gotta drink that shit right fucking now.
Yeah, that's true.
And man, I gotta tell you, dude, this beer, this reminds me of why I fell in love with particularly the West Coast IPA variety of IPAs. Because man, on the nose, well, obviously off the bat, let's get to the color first. Look like got a little chill haze right there, but nice golden color. Actually, it's way more golden to camera.
Yeah, it does.
It's like more orange highlights. Not as much orange highlights in person.
It looks kind of like an orange, weedy color.
Yeah, it's not really. You get like a tinge of orange in person, but mostly just gold.
Look like a beautiful sunset.
Beautiful color, man. Nice little lacing going on. Small little blows, little head.
It's got some good head.
Yes.
I love me some good head, dude. Good head on that thing right there, man. Yeah, that shit will sink your soul into your other body, huh?
Yeah, got a little bit of carbonate. Not too carbonate, a little bit of carbonation.
Oh, I thought you said a little bit of curves. I was about to say,
yeah. You see that. Probably see some bubbles there. I don't know if you can see that. Probably see the condensation right there.
But I thought you said it had some curves on it. I was like, wait, where?
No, well, this glass is curved. So.
Oh, there's that. You got good head and curve. God damn. Put a ring on that damn thing right there, dude. Lord have mercy. Jesus.
Oh. Nose is a tropical fruit bomb, papaya, pineapple, mango.
Love me some pineapple.
Maybe even a little strawberry action going on in there, but the most prominent notes, papaya, mango, pineapple.
I feel like fruit notes are healthier for you in alcohol than they are just eating fruit, period. Because fruit
I think so. Yeah,
fruit got so much sugar. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fruit got so much goddamn sugar in it now, dude. It's like, oh. I had like one of those, you know, those little Mexican carts or the what are they called? The vendors outside and stuff like that. Man, I got
yeah, of course.
I got me a cup of that pineapple, dude, and I was eating that shit, and I just, you know, just randomly Googling or whatever. I was like, how much sugar is in pineapple? And I saw that shit, man. I was just like,
that is the biggest misconception. People think, oh, if I eat all this fruit, I'm healthy. No, don't work though. Say like fruit juice and all that shit, all that Minute Maid bullshit. That shit, sugar like a motherfucker.
Sugar the motherfucker, yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Bananas got more sugar than soda does, dude. I was like, what the?
No, dude, you'll be shocked at how much sugar is in fruit. Like, that shit blew my mind when I figured that out.
Same. I'm still just like flabbergasted.
That's why I like smoothies. That's why I like tend to go like green smoothies, like veggie smoothies.
Yeah, I only do the green.
Yeah. Ooh, those fruit smoothies, brother. You blend all that shit together. You must eat a whole fucking cake.
The only one I will probably do outside of the green that's a different color is a beets smoothie. I'll do beets.
Okay, yeah, I can rock with that. Whatever. Yeah.
But like you just said, the other fruit, you talking about a strawberry banana or some shit like
that?
Hell no,
brother. That's a sugar bomb.
Hell no. You just engulfed like a whole box of Twinkies, basically. And then some. So,
Fruit is healthy if you eat it in a control. It's like with everything else. You got to eat it in control. Yeah. So pretty much.
I was like, if you eat that donut, you lying. Said I should eat a fruit.
You're not lying.
Yeah, it's shit. It's really fucking bad.
The only fruits that are like really, really good for you that you can quote unquote consume on a regular basis, even though you really consume it, is like lemon. You just like squeeze that shit or lime. Just
how much is in watermelon? Because I know it's like supposed to be like one of the healthier fruits.
Yeah, I think watermelon is relatively healthy. I think that's one of the healthy. Yeah, healthy. Even you taste watermelon, it didn't really taste like sugary.
It's just mainly water a lot and stuff like that.
Yeah, it got like a little bit of sweetness, but. Yeah,
I guess I got to switch the melons in or whatever because I think melons are more
body friendly.
Yeah, cantaloupe,
right? Exactly.
Like honeydew melons and watermelons. Mm-hmm. I think those are probably your safest bet or whatever. But fruit,
man, too. I don't know. There was some podcast or YouTube show I listened to maybe like a month or two ago. Mm-hmm. Man, they were shitting on honeydew. They're shitting on it. I was like, I fuck with it. I never heard
fuck such honeydew. Yeah, yeah. Honeydew.
I was like, okay.
You give me some good honeydew. I'll fuck up with honeydew. Especially when you get that little mixed variety with the watermelon, cantaloupe, and the honeydew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Shit. Get that variety mixed up, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you see somebody pouring all that that spice shit on you. Be like, hey, don't do that.
Oh, like the tahini and all that shit.
Don't fucking do it. Like, don't fucking do it.
Yeah. When I was getting the pineapple. That's not people jam. Yeah, but.
When I was getting the pineapple, dude, the dude was like, I put tahini. I said, don't do that. I said, it's already unhealthy as it is.
that tahini, that shit too.
That shit is like, that's like basically, oh, I'm doing meth, but I'm putting some crack on top of it. You know, it's
like, it's like sugar salt, basically.
So, people, if you think you're eating fruit and you're getting healthy, trust me, I think it's just better to drink the alcohol with fruit in it.
Yes, 100%. You can get your fruit notes and they don't actual fruit. Well, some have actual fruit in it, but some at least do, this one just all the hops doing the work.
Yeah.
I've been sipping on this since the beginning of the show and already had two cans of this, man. This literally falls with the nose B for B. Melon, papaya, pineapple.
Mm-hmm. You like it better than El Segundo?
No, dude, I'm not going to lie to you.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. Just hear me out for a second.
Oh, shit.
hear me out for a second.
All right, let me shut the fuck up then. Hold on. Let me.
Out of the El Segundo brews I've had this year, this is better than all of them. I'm just going to say that. I'm not just not the shit on El Segundo. Those are delicious fucking beers. I had those any day of the week.
Yeah.
But this right here, I don't know. This is because of the fresh hops in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had a fresh hop L in a long time, or especially like a West Coast IPA that is this fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I went the day they released the cans on Friday. That's the day they released the cans. Oh, so that's Friday. So this is as fresh as it gets.
I don't recall you drinking as much in one fucking sitting, either.
No.
You've drank those.
I got to tell you, man, at least off the top of my head, at least on the show, reviewing properly on the show, this is the best beer of the fucking year right here. This hits every goddamn mark of what I love in a beer, particularly a West Coast IPA. There's good hops in your face, big fruit character, not a whole lot of maltiness, not a big malty backbone there. Man, goes down easy. You don't taste that alcohol at all. 7.3%. This shit could be dangerous if you let it be dangerous.
The flavors are bold, I bet.
Oh, my God, dude. Bold, but yet balanced. Yeah. Like, no specific note is overtaking the other. Yes, all of it is in your face, but no specific note is overtaking the other. Man, this beer makes me very happy. This is actually making my day better. Not gonna lie to you. This is making my, we've been working my fucked up toe right now. Fuck all that shit. Yeah. I'm drinking this beer right now. I'm present. I'm in the moment, and this shit making Cody happy right now.
Well, I got something else that'll make you happy too, Cody. I just want to wish you this. I want to wish you a happy Denzel weekend.
Yes, sir. Denzel. Yes.
He would be very proud to know about this beer that you're drinking, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, that beer probably tastes so good it makes him want to fly.
Should make me want to fly.
Now, he shouldn't be doing that, but hey, you know.
Hey. He did save all those people.
Yeah, I'm about to say, actually,
he pulled off some crazy shit. Get the man props. Yeah, some people died, but that wasn't his fault, though.
To be fair, more people would have died had he not drank.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Thank you.
What was it, like 4 people that died or something like that? Mm-hmm. It was a very small amount. I mean,
that wasn't his fault.
The alcohol calmed him down, because when the plane started fucking up and shit, he was like, oh, wait a minute. So here's what we're going to do. He was telling people what to do and shit. I said, oh, look at that. The liquor took command, sir. So I don't want to hear nobody discrediting the liquor. I want you to get your drink on for October 12th, October 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. I just want to reiterate this one time. This man drank 4 days excessively straight in a row. He still arrived at work on time. He ended up fucking a coworker. He drank some more.
Dude was a highly functioning alcoholic, man. About as highly functioning as you can get.
He did some degenerate shit with fucking a coworker. He drank some mo, took a nap, and still somehow made it to work on time and also landed that plane safely.
So, yep.
I gotta tell you, that is super Negro right there.
Not only that, he had the plane upside down at one point.
Yes.
Fucking crazy. That's still probably the craziest plane sequence I've seen till this day.
I told Cody this. It is Denzel's most underrated fucking movie, and I'm gonna tell you,
it really is.
It's a classic to me for him. That's a classic shit.
In these parts, in the last shot parts, that's an actual classic.
Yeah,
actually, we should review that movie one day.
We should
do that for the show.
We should have done it this week.
We should have.
Yeah, that was perfect. Actually, we should have done it this week. Yeah, you know what? Next year we're gonna do it around
next
this
year.
Time. Yeah,
next
actually,
year.
Happy Denzel Day. Whatever.
Yes, we'll do it this time next year. Yeah.
We should do Denzel weeks every drinking day. We're going to do a Denzel
actually,
movie.
Let's make October Denzel month.
Yeah, because Denzel, goddamn it, deserves it. He flew that motherfucker upside down, whatever, and shit. And that quote at the end when he was drinking October 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, that's up there with his training day quote, whatever, and shit. Okay?
It really is.
That is up there, okay, goddamn it. That man's a fucking legend, all right?
Denzel, man. Watch, he could do no wrong, my estimation.
Give that man his, and the way he attacked that fucking vodka bottle made me know I was sober.
Man. that was Robert Zemeckis directed the movie, right?
Yeah,
man,
that's
the best movie he did in fucking years.
Decades.
Decades, yeah. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Decades,
I don't remember the last good movie he made before that.
Yeah. I think the last one he made that was that weird Uncanny Valley shit with Tom Hanks in it.
How long ago was that? That was called. Like 19...
Oh, no, that was like 2000. I think like 2006 or something like that. I don't know. I think like late 2000s, if I'm not mistaken.
There you go. October 11th, October 12th, and 13th, and 14th, I was intoxicated. I drank all
the he's intoxicated right now.
Yeah. I'm drunk right now. Matter of fact, he tells me.
Morning of the accident. I was drunk.
Yeah.
There you are.
Drunk right now.
Hey, he didn't drag this shit up. Get the man props for that.
See, I'm drunk now. I'm drunk now.
But he's holding conversation.
Hey, and he's accountable.
Cordial. Yep.
And you know what? He served his time. That man's a goddamn
he
hero. Now, they should have gave him a fucking medal. I wouldn't have gave him time. That's just me. You're lucky I wasn't running this shit, because I'd been like...
You know what? I think we should name the drop of fame in honor of Denzel.
Oh, shit. It's called the Denzel flight.
The Denzel flight.
The Denzel flight.
I think that's it, my friend.
Might have to call that this episode.
Yep.
The Denzel flight. I got to write that down. Hold on. That's a good one. Got to write that one down. I think, you know what, that's going to be the drop of the year for us. We both have this thing where we agree on something, and it has to be like the best of the year, and we're going to call it the Denzel flight, baby, because,
Denzel flight of the year,
Denzel flight, man. Jesus, man, if I had a bar, I would make a flight of pours that Denzel would drink on this plane.
Oh, that would be fun.
Nobody capitalized on this, by the way. I don't understand this.
Well, they're not true alcoholics like us. So that's the reason why. Yeah. I mean, they're alcoholics. They're just not informed alcoholics.
Yeah. I love this weekend. It's the greatest holiday to me because
it really is.
It celebrates spirits doing something positive, and that's saving lives.
Goddamn right.
Yeah. And Denzel saved those goddamn lives. We always hear the negatives about alcohol. Oh, spirits will kill you, liver, blah, 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 whatever. but they don't highlight the positives. And what Denzel did with that plane, goddammit. It's funny enough, I had a buddy who didn't know what Denzel Day was, so he texted me about it. He's like, what is this Denzel Day about, whatever. I tell him the story, right? He said, yo, ain't, he's like, what do you mean he fucked the stewardess? Ain't he married? I was just like, oh, this dude don't know. It's a movie. Oh. I said, I'm going to go along with this now. Oh, really? This dude he was just flabbergasted because I didn't tell him it was a movie yet, whatever. He's just like, yo, this dude is fucking insane. Yo, I was like, yeah, it's true. So, and I think Denzel would be proud of that Cavallon I had last week. And I think he'd be proud of that beer you had last week.
I think so, man.
I'd like to drink with that motherfucker.
Oh, man. I would love to drink with that dude.
Yeah,
I ain't getting in the plane with him, man.
But I'll drink with that motherfucker.
Probably not. Probably not.
I gotta tell you, if I'm on a plane and it's going down, I'd cry.
I mean, any of it is going down.
Yeah.
Out of anybody who's flying the planes, I want it to be Denzel.
Yeah, I would. As a matter of fact, I would make a video on social media and be like, Denzel, where are you? We need you. Need you now. I hope when that man retires, that's what he gets recognized for.
Shit, we gonna recognize him for it.
Yeah, we will recognize him for it.
So
yeah.
So that's safe on this end for sure.
And you know,
sure.
Next year when we do Denzel Motherfucker, it might be great because that might be his retirement year, actually. From what I
Yeah, he's been talking about it soon. I know he's doing that. I think he's doing the Black Panther 3.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has anything else after that. I don't know, but he has retired
two
soon.
Movies. I know he's had two more movies. I forgot who the other one was with now, but I know he's got two more movies. And one of them was Black Panther, and he said the other one. He just did another one. So yeah, there's two more left on his earn. So it might be less.
That's so fucking cool, man. Denzel in the MCU. That's just fucking right. That's so fucking cool, man.
You know what's crazy about Denzel? People to get on a rant about Denzel. That motherfucker has been cool since I was a baby.
Shit, before I was a baby. Before I was even a thought.
Like, I have never heard no one say that motherfucker was cool or whatever. Like, I remember when I was a kid, women would throw themselves at Denzel. And then Training Day came out. And he elevated himself to a whole nother level. And as he gotten older or whatever, he's just like the cool dad now. He's just like, man, whatever shit. Like, I'll never forget that scene in Fences. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
great. Like you. Fuck's it, I got to like you. I was like, yo, this dude was meant to be a villain, yo.
Hell yeah, dude.
He is so charismatic and everything like that. Man, I wish he was younger and was in the MCU.
Yeah.
You know who he would have made a great of in the DCU or that? He'd have made a great Hugo Strange or something like that. Whatever and shit.
Oh my. Why'd you put that thought in my head? Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Great for that, dude.
Wow.
Oh, it's just smooth talking, too, as well.
That would have been fantastic. You know, Hugo Strange is my favorite Batman villain.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
That, yeah. I was like, if I had to cast someone as Hugo Strange.
I don't know why I never thought about that, but holy shit.
Man.
You know what, too? Go ahead.
Yo, you know what make a cool scene is his introduction as Hugo too. Remember that scene in what's those fucking movies he does? The Equalizer. Is that scene? Remember when that song Vengeance came on, and you just see that shadow of him in the background and shit. You just like, yo, this dude's scaring the shit out of me.
You know, sometimes people think, oh, it's too silly to translate the film and all that shit. He'd be the one motherfucker who actually put on a Batman costume and have it not be silly. You know, that's what Hugo Strange does in the comics. Yeah. He puts on the Batman costume. it looks silly as fuck. But he would be the one motherfucker to do that and be like, oh, okay, this works.
Man, if you had to do a Batman Beyond thing and you wanted an old man Bruce Wayne, I would just say Denzel's Bruce Wayne. There you go.
I don't think anybody would complain. Out of all like the people that would complain, if Denzel got cast as an older, nobody would give a fuck.
Nobody would give a fuck. Yeah, he's believable in every goddamn thing he did. Mm-hmm. I mean, remember that movie Book of Eli? That's a religious film. People, I don't know if you knew that or not, whatever shit. Mm-hmm. He sells the fuck out of it though. It's just like, yeah, I believe that book he carrying. I was like, it got some power to it because he telling me it is. he is the most believable motherfucker on screen or whatever and shit. So I'll never forget what he told Chadwick Boseman when Chadwick Boseman was thanking him for putting him through acting school and all that. He was just like, didn't you just do Black Panther? He was like, yeah. He was like, I think you owe me some money then. Yeah. Denzel, what a true gem that is right there. May that man live long, too.
Yes, indeed.
We're going to do Denzel. I raised my glass to that man right there. Sir. Yeah. Cannot wait to see that man. I will literally, they need to make a epilogue out of that shit. Him as Hugo Strange. I'd love to see that shit.
Oh, man.
That is killer cat. I don't know why I never thought about that.
Oh, man.
That is...
Honestly,
killer fucking casting.
I'm kind of shocked he didn't do more voice acting either, too.
Oh,
his voice,
man,
is like so good, too.
Yeah. Fuck all this Magneto. Denzel's McDonough. No, fuck all that. Denzel, he goes strange.
Yeah.
Give me that shit.
Put that shit in my veins. Shit. I didn't see that movie, Gladiator, but that motherfucker was in there. I was like, I love how the trailers are all based on him.
Yeah, he was the main
driving point of those trailers.
Yeah. He really was. I was just like, is he the Gladiator now? I was like, yo, because he is like literally sitting up there. I was just like, the trailers are all focused on him. So I was like, clearly they want to let you know, whatever. So I know that was one of his last films he wanted to. It wasn't the film he wanted to do. He wanted to work with Ridley Scott or whatever. He's got a list of who he wants to work with and stuff and movies. Mm-hmm. So that was why he did Gladiator. But yeah, Denzel month coming out next year, baby. We're gonna do that for October.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Cannot wait.
What a true gem that man. If he stole your woman. I mean, if he took mine, I'd just be like, Denzel, what the fuck I was gonna do about it?
You see what we did with that plane?
Sober me couldn't do that. So, matter of fact, not only did he do that, Cody, he kept everybody calm in that cockpit too.
Yeah, that's right.
Freaking out and shit, whatever and stuff. He kept everybody calm. I was like, damn,
drunk as fuck.
Beautiful. Oh, it's beautiful. Damn, what are we talking about again now? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of beautiful, man. This beer right here, top to bottom, my friend. This is a some world class shit right here.
Mm.
I'm so glad I went down to Chinatown, Highland Park Brewery, to grab this, man. Because, dude, this beer, dude, man, this is making my day right here, dude.
Did you really just go down there for the beer, or was you doing something else too as well?
No, I went down there for the beer. I wanted to pick up like some good shit. I was like, I've been to Highland Park in a while anyway, so I was like, oh, fuck, I'm just going down here real quick.
Yeah, I went to Highland Park a few weeks ago, whatever. That's another place that's changed too. Highland Park got a lot of shit down there, dude. It's a lot.
I've been to actual Highland Park because there's Highland Park Brewery. They have the Hermosillo in Highland Park.
Yeah, in the Highland Park.
And Highland Park Brewery in Chinatown. I've been to Highland Park in a minute. So
Highland Park got a few little spots too as well. They got an arcade bar over there too.
I think I heard about that.
The name of it, whatever. Food is fire though. I went there for lunch. Food is fire there though.
All right, check that up. Yeah,
it's on York Street, I believe that
York
is.
Street. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that far, so
okay.
That's more like Easter LA, so
right.
East LA ain't really like hard to
get Dodger Stadium, all that shit. Yeah,
like 11 minutes away from me. Yeah, right over there. Because I went to a Dodger game right after, so yeah, it was like 11 minutes drive or whatever. So you gonna get at like a one?
Yeah, that's getting. You keep this. Nah, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm kidding.
Get that, fuck it, baby. This. Get that, fuck it, in you.
man. Like I said, this beer reminds me of why I fell into love with craft beer, dude. This is a complex drink. It's making me very happy right now. As far as the style goes, it ticks off every box, and it's working for me on every single level. The nose, amazing, 10 out of 10. The palate follows suit. There's literally zero faults in this beer. I want to consider this is a perfect beer. I have no faults with this, man. So I can't give this anything less than a last drop.
Shit,
this is last drop beer.
That sounds like it might be in your top five.
I think it might. This is a sticky fresh hop West Coast IPA collab between Highland Park Brewing and Bell Breaker. I'm going to pay attention to Bell Breaker now, too, because if this is the kind of shit they're pumping out, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, it is beer season right now, so it might be pumping out some more shit soon.
I will be seeking them out.
It is tis the season to alcohols right now, whatever.
That is very true.
Yeah, because it's I just found out it's champagne season too. I didn't even know that was
a really thing. Yeah. It's just alcohol season then. Yeah,
I guess so. Yeah, so yeah. They just want us to be broke this month.
I think. So what they're really saying is save up until fall comes.
Basically, that's really what it's saying.
I don't mind it. I actually like that.
I'm fine with that too. Whatever. Yeah. Because it's really bourbon, beer, tequila, and fucking champagne. I guess whatever. I got an email this morning that said, "Oh, it's champagne season, so it's time to stock up on champagne." I was just like, what the fuck?
Bourbon, beer, and tequila. That's pretty much the three amigos for me. So,
yeah.
Say less.
There's been a lot of good shit this year. I will tell us that.
Yeah, man.
A lot of fucking good shit this year. I ain't gonna lie. It's a little overwhelming this year.
It can be.
Yeah,
you can't. You gotta be very selective, man. Because if you don't catch yourself, your wallet be like, "What the fuck happened?"
Oh, basically, what I was just doing, what I spent last night, you know, go like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "I don't remember buying." Oh wait, yeah, dude. I did eat four of those too. That's right. That's right. Got charged for all of that. Yeah. no more of that then or whatever. But yeah, there's a lot of shit. And you know the funny thing is more shit to come too now.
Yeah, just October, dude. November really too.
Yeah, November really crazy. Like, fucks it
November
up
is like, I think that's like the biggest month actually.
Yeah, like October is like what sets it up.
Yeah, it's like it's
think
like
of like movie storm. Season. Like May is like a summer releases, you know,
right.
That's what October is. It's just the May, and then November kicks in.
November just goes nuts. Yeah, it just
especially that Black Friday week, dude. It's
you're not lying, bro. Black Friday. Oh, stupid.
You ain't Christmas shopping, bitch. You fucking getting liquor.
Oh, that's what I'm doing. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
The old black. Yeah, this is our Black Friday. Yeah, liquor Friday. Yeah.
Hell yeah! I need to change that to like a alcoholic Friday, store Friday.
Like I said. Yeah.
Alcoholic United or whatever. Call it the alcoholic core. You know,
alcoholics hand in hand.
Yeah, where's our ring at, baby? You know. That ring is all kinds of colors. It's brown. Yeah. It's a brown ring. A brown core. Show up to the Lantern Corps and be like, "What's your color do?" Keeps us sober and does a good fight of finding more alcoholic beverages. Yes.
Brightest day, blackest night.
Black
no alcohol should escape my liver, goddammit. That don't rhyme. Don't give a fuck.
Won't escape my sight, goddammit. No, it will not. No. Yeah, there's a bunch of shit coming out, man. And, so yeah, I'm gonna be on the lookout. Like I said, I think I want to say it looks like Yayo just kicked it off with those fucking new Soul and Lunar ones, and I know Lost Lore is coming in their high proof batch 2 Reposado. I think in 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, or whatever. That's another one. So yeah, they about to come in hard right now. So all of our favorite brands. So that's the fucked up part about it.
that is yeah.
You're not lying, man, because fuck, dude, because like I said, my wallet is not endless. Oh, no. I gotta be selective with the shit, you know, which is
luckily
a lot of good shit out there.
Luckily for some of this shit, it's not that expensive. It's kind of cheap.
For the most part,
the Lost Lords and Yayos, they usually range in the $60-$70 range. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Now outside of those two brands, they go a little higher. They go a little higher. I'm glad that Michter started releasing their shit earlier in the year now, because they used to do it around this time too, September, October, or whatever and shit. And Michter shit ain't cheap, even the secondary. No. Yeah, so I'm glad they got their shit out the way now. They've been doing it for like 2 years, 2-3 years now, whatever. They released it like midway through the year and shit. I'm like, oh, thank God. Like the Barrel Strength comes out like in April now. The Bomb Burgers come out in the summer and shit, whatever. I'm like, oh, that's perfect. Just don't release that shit all in September, because it's like, I ain't trying to shop all that shit. I think I could just focus on the tequila, because I pretty much got all my whiskeys now. So I could just focus on tequila. I might skip the batch 2 of the high proof Reposado on Lost Lore, because I definitely want to get that Tahona one that they're releasing right after. I want that shit. Insulino, I want to get that too as well. Because I hear that
so much.
Yeah. I just got the Yayo one. I know there's some other shit I'm blanking on or whatever, but yeah, there's so much shit that's going on and releasing. So it's going to be a really difficult fucking year to wrap this up, whatever.
I probably said this last year, dude, this might be the hardest fucking year.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about it right now, because we still got I don't know how many weeks left. We still got basically 2 months left.
Yeah.
A little over 2 months.
Like 10, 11 weeks left. 10 weeks probably.
Oh, man, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And like two of those weeks, we don't even drink on really. That's like our best of and our top five for next year and something like that. And then one of them is just like a Armagnac brandy for us. So it's 1 week. So December, I really don't even count that month as far as the reviews or whatever and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But November, yeah, that usually is the, all right, kind of get your shit in. If you don't get it in here, it's over, son.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Over. So sneak in some little quick reviews of anything you can on mm-hmm. the show. That's what I always do. So I snuck in that Thomas Handy. It's like, let me talk about this. Because I ain't going to get no other chance to talk about this shit. So yeah, you got to sneak a bit now. So as Cody knew, I've been changing my shit up. Right? I had it all written down, what I was going to review. It changes weekly now.
Dude. Especially with all the shit coming out, dude. It is just constantly evolving.
Oh, and so, even the new Cabal shit that just came out. That's another motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's another
problem. Yeah, dude. So it's just every day you see something mm-hmm. that's on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. Shit, I got some crazy Ochos I haven't even opened yet. Those high proof Añejos and that Reposado, I still haven't even opened. Well, I think I opened one, but I still haven't even fucking talked about those yet or anything. So yeah, a lot of shit, man.
Yeah. It's nuts. Yeah, right now.
If there was any year to do two shows a week, if I would have fucking wanted to, or whatever, it would have been this year for sure. I think we would have been like,
mm-hmm.
all right, we can easily knock out everything. But this year, mm-hmm. it was the heavy hitter year of all years, too.
It really was, man. 2025, yeah.
And I also lying, say this, too. Dude. I think it was the most well-priced year, too, as well.
I think so. Like, would you say this is probably like one of the best years?
Yeah.
Overall?
I would say so, dude.
I think so.
I'm gonna put it up there. I think
it's safe to say.
This reminds me this was like the 2016 for bourbon and shit like that. I remember back in like 2016, I think 2018 too, man. I thought those were just phenomenal fucking years. I think 2018, you was really loving that for beer too as well. If I'm not mistaken, because mm-hmm. I remember when you was coming to the con, we were still doing the movie stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think that was the year I had the double barrel.
Yeah. That was. Yeah. So that was a great fucking year. I would say this year might rival it. It might rival those years right there or be on par with them, whatever, because this has been a fantastic year, man. Everything that I think I've hunted for or wanted of a certain brand, I think it's all knocked it out of the fucking park. Matter of fact, I would say it's even beat expectations.
Damn.
I would say Lost Lore and Cabal really kicked the year off. They really kicked the year off strong. Lost Lore and Cabal, those two brands
I expect greatness from Cabal, obviously, but man, Lost fucking Lore, dude. Yeah. Holy shit.
I will say this about Cabal, because I'm with you. I expect it. I think they stepped it up. I think it got better.
Yeah.
I don't even think just a little bit better. I think it got tremendously better. Like I think it's like gaps, like leaps and bounds or whatever better. Like
yes, sir. I would say Cabal is probably still the top overall tequila distillery mm-hmm. for me, at least.
Mm-hmm. As far as luxury ones, for sure.
Yeah.
Luxury. If you want a high end luxury tequila, you ain't getting no better than Cabal, baby.
Yeah, and if Lost Lore keeps up this trajectory, shit, they could be next up. Who knows?
Yeah,
they doing some incredible stuff there, man.
They do some incredible mixes, but also one thing they do too, the prices are always it's really well.
Exactly.
Their prices, I don't think they can be beat, dude. They're an experimental brand. They always experiment with new things, whatever, and they always keep it between 60 to 80
mm-hmm.
bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't beat that. I don't think they've ever had a bottle over $100, dude. So I mean, shit. And they got like what three That's more crazy. Releases I think coming out this year, fucking or whatever, three more. So yeah, like it's wild, or whatever. So I would say this year it started off really strong, but I would say with Cabal, Lost Lore, and whiskey from mm-hmm. Victor's. Obviously, those were just phenomenal pours as well too. I think those three started off, but it's even getting better now, I think, too, as well. I think so. Can't forget Cascanes, too, as well. Mm-hmm. They kicked it in as well. I'm trying to think. What other brands, whatever? Pretty much anything Sergio Cruz this year, too, I will give him a shout-out, too, because Insuino, man.
Right.
Holy shit, dude. Shit was so good, dude. Oh, I didn't know he made that neither or whatever, and I had it at that Salud Fest or whatever, and I was just like, holy fuck. It's probably one of the best smelling Blancos I've ever smelled, whatever, on that. That agave was just like, oh, for even the guy, the dude that was slaying it, he was smiling at me all the time. He was like, you like that shit? And I was just like, what's in that shit, dude? I said, put that shit in a bottle and spray it as perfume and cologne. I was like, holy fuck. Now, I think I told you, remember, I took the glass I had and was just walking around sniffing it the whole time. I was like,
fuck around this guy. He's just sniffing the glass. Like, you want to smell this shit?
That shit was incredible, dude. I think that was batch 5. Mm-hmm. I think batch 7 just came out. That's another one, too. Another shirt. It's only $56, dude. So it was like,
come on now.
Come on. Beat that, dude. So, yeah. And then San Matias too as well. That was
dude. That's another thing about this year too. We don't know what the tequila like pricing or whatever is going to look like in the future. Yeah. And so everything I think for the most part is pretty well priced.
I think so.
So the time to like stock up on shit and buy like hot is like now or like yesterday.
I think it's gonna be shit, especially with the tariffs going into full effect now.
Yeah, so
I think it's gonna be dog shit next year or whatever. But I would say, like, as far as like the taste and pricing wise, even if I've complained about something, or whatever, I think this has been the best year as far as taste and price for me at least. Or mm-hmm. I think been taste and price. I don't think there's something.
I would agree with that.
I don't think there was anything I bought that was I thought was too high that I thought like that's it, man. Are you serious? Oh, that didn't offer shit. Oh, that didn't do anything for me, whatever.
Yeah.
Those fucking cabals I got for like $130 and $150, whatever. Fucking, I'd pay that again.
Yeah. Like I know we have qualms with like the Cascani's pricing initially. Both those pours I had, fucking great. So it's not like, oh my God, I hate drinking, but they're fucking delicious. They're
delicious as fuck. So, yeah. I just want to understand their pricing. That's what I want to do.
Right.
What's up with that shit? Right. I want to understand that. Yeah. But I would say that was probably the biggest one of the year, honestly, as far as complaints on pricing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not just that bottle. That's just their brand in general. I got a problem with their brand. Yeah. But like Cody just said, they dropped that shit right after we dropped that show.
They really did, dude. I was like, damn, they're listening. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, when you listen to the consumers, you will buy that shit then. Yeah. Even something that's older that we had too, like Siempre Vivo. Not pour of the year or top 10 or whatever, but wow, so different, so unique. But
the most unique pour this year for sure. Crazy. That deserves a shout out, man. Honorable mention at least. Nothing tastes like that.
It's not on my top 10, but it is definitely getting an honorable mention.
Yeah.
I like you're right.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think I've ever had anything like that. And the funny thing is, I had the other one that it goes with. I forgot what that one's called, the Vivo Death or something like that. That one is the one I think is the more concentrated one where you'd be like, okay, this one is the last drop pour right here. Whereas in that one is like, there's something funky and weird with this one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like it. I don't know if I hate it. But I was like, it's doing something to my taste.
Doing something different. It's new. Yeah. It's different. And nothing tastes like it. It didn't taste bad either.
No.
So I was like, okay, I give this pour props.
Yeah.
I like this. It's just doing very something unique. Very different. Yeah.
It's definitely one of those you want to pour for like people that drink and you just want to get their expression. Like, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a good, like, that's a good party drink right there.
Oh, yeah.
Or like tasting event. Yeah.
Yeah, what else came out? There's a bunch of shit that came out this year. I'm looking in that cabinet over there. I see
it's been a great year, man.
Fantastic fucking year. I can't wait to get that fucking G4 Dia de los Muertos. Oh, then even what was the bottle I got at Trader Joe's too? Like $50.
I forgot the name of it.
Casa Marete, Maserete, I believe it is. I forgot the brand name or whatever. $50 though? Come on, you can't beat that. Limited edition bottle, Day of the Dead, $50.
$50 limited pour. Come on now.
Beautiful. Come on.
Come on now.
Lalo High Proof, that came out, Bash Tube. That was phenomenal stuff right there. Shit, I just made a cocktail. A margarita. It was delicious. So yeah. For me, it's just been a great year in the pricing and pour. So I think it's just been amazing. Excellent year. Excellent fucking year. So
it's been a great year. It's also been a very fun year.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of like
very different
trying to, shout out to Lost Lore too for providing most of that fun, man.
Yeah.
They are doing all that experimental shit. Like, dude, they make drinking exciting.
Yeah.
Lost Lore, shout out to fucking Lost Lore, man. They really do.
You're right about that. I think this is the most exciting year I've had in a while drinking.
Mm-hmm.
This was really exciting. You're right about that. Sergio Cruz, I deserve a lot of that credit on there. Because he was the backbone of a lot of the shit we drink this year when it came to that and stuff. And his experimental shit is just like no other. So I admire him always for that. If he wants to take some fucking pink flowers and throw it in a glass and just say, hey, drink this, I'd be like, all right, well, I mean,
that is why we're naming the top honors the Sergio Cruz Award of the Year.
Sergio Cruz Award of the Year right there. That actually might be what is his best bottle of his we had this year, the Sergio Cruz Award.
Ooh, basically that's what it's going to come down to.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
I think for me, oh man, it might be that Insulino, but it might be still that Lost Lore Ambarano.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it might be that too. I was going to go with the, remember the Lost Lore Steel String we had? Now that's another, that's another.
Well, that's bigger.
That's
that Ambarana though. Yeah. Oh my God.
And don't forget, Cody, November, Tesoro Azteca is releasing their Ambarana cast.
Oh shit.
I told you when I had that shit, I was like,
you did tell me that. Yeah.
That shit was phenomenal. Matter of fact, I got the coaster right here for it.
That's a nice coaster too.
It actually, yeah, it's hard too.
Yeah.
It's really nice. So and I loved it too because the owner is a woman too. It's his wife. She was just like, "Now go try that Lost Lore one and come back and try this one." I was just like, "All right." I was
right.
She challenged me on it. They challenged me. She said, "Go try that," and I did both side by side.
All right, that's confidence right there. I like that.
And I gotta tell you, I need to get a bottle because I need to do it more in depth.
Man, we need a side by side
because when I did that side by side. And I'm just speaking off that sip. The Tesoro one was a little bit better.
I got to try this. Yeah. If it's better than that, my head's just going to.
Not by much. It's not like it blew it out of his mind or whatever and stuff. It just had a little bit more of that woody note on it or whatever and stuff. And it just stuck out longer on it on that first sip I had. And I was just like, ooh, there's a
lot. Even having something comparable to it.
Yeah,
that's just insane to me. Because that might be spoilers. I don't know. Fucking no. That's still my number one right now. That fucking Ambarana cast. I'm just gonna say it. That's probably my number one. I'm just gonna say it. Fuck
so
it.
November. I hope it comes out before Tequila Week or Mix and Match Week. I hope it comes out around
that pour. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I want to get that bottle. That's like my. Yeah, for sure. That Tesoro Azteca one. That's my number one find of the year now. I gotta get that bottle or whatever.
Hell yeah.
I hope it's available everywhere or whatever. I'm sure it will because you can find that bottle everywhere, the regular stuff, whatever. So I'm sure it'll be everywhere. I don't know what the price is going to be on it. I assume probably like 120 maybe or whatever, maybe a little bit less than that.
Oh, I'll drop the fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't care. If it tastes just as good, it better than the fucking Lost. Oh, come on now.
And come you saw on, that decanter. Man. That decanter is beautiful on that bottle.
Oh, so, yeah. I'm buying that. Yeah. Yes.
That's my November spin.
Oh, right yeah.
There, is that bottle right there. Yeah.
I need that.
I was going to hit the wife up and be like, hey, you think you could just like. Now, yeah, I'll tell you this. I'll pay for that pre-order.
That's the one bottle. Y'all can do all that bullshit y'all doing.
Yeah. Because that fucking Lost Lore one, man, if you didn't buy that shit right away, you can't find that shit nowhere now. It's just like, man, I want another bottle so bad. I don't see it nowhere. You can't find it. So I don't think it'll be the same with that Tesoro one order because I don't think there's like Lost Lore shit always just sells out right away. But I don't want to take any chances because I need this goddamn bottle.
No, I slept in the Lost Lore bottle. I'm not doing that with this El Tesoro one.
This
ain't gonna happen.
The Soro Azteca people is Ambarana cast coming.
Not
out
gonna happen.
To me, any tequila I got an Ambarana cast, let me know about that. I'll go grab that bitch.
Golly, man.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck is an Ambarana. Well, I guess we did read about it, whatever, but I don't remember what it was. Whatever the fuck.
I don't remember either, but that shit is good as fuck.
It's delicious.
That shit is quality.
Yeah. What did Terry Crews tell Cat Williams? That motherfucker looked magically delicious and shit. So we're going to get out of here now, people. Because we're going to talk in depth in this in about another month and a half from now, whatever, about this year.
Oh, we will revisit this topic for sure. At last, you heard about this.
And I'm hoping it's Tequila Week, too, of next month. I hope it's Tequila Month.
Ooh, buddy.
Because, yeah, we need to, I need that bottle. I need that bottle in my life.
Hey, shit, I need that bottle.
I need that shit. I like
you. I'm not hesitating. I see that shit. I'm buying it. Simple as that.
I like you and I want you.
Yep. Learn my lesson with Lost Lore. Not doing that again.
Yeah, Lost Lore is, I learned my lesson too because I missed all them goddamn single barrels. I ain't missing those no more. I got it. I'm hopping on those motherfuckers right away. I don't even know why I hesitated on Lost Lore because they bottle so goddamn cheap. It's like, I mean.
True.
It's like, why even hesitate on it? Even the Amarana cast one or whatever, that was like 89. That's still under.
Yeah, right?
Like, yeah, it's like.
Oh, my God. Any day of the week.
I got 80. I got it for 81. So, yeah. So
any day of the week.
So, yeah. So, people, we're going to get out of here, though, now. I've kept Cody long enough, whatever, because we just fell in love with talking some shit we fell in love with this year. It's
yes, indeed.
Year. But we're going to get out of here now. We've been going on long enough, whatever. We're going to come back next week for Tequila Week. Also, oh,
that's
too,
gonna be a good one.
It's not only Tequila Week, one. It's also Alex Cross.
Alex Cross. Woo, this is gonna be a very fun show, man. I cannot wait. Tequila Ocho, Opus Gerald.
Ocho, Opus Gerald, and
Alex Cross. Oh, I am so
that's
fucking
a pairing
ready.
That should be going together, but fuck it.
It probably should, but who gives a fuck?
He is a goddamn right. Yeah. And you know what I'm going to do for Cody? Because it's his birthday. I'm going to bring him some of that Amarana cast so he can have a little bit more of that too as well.
Oh, I appreciate you. Oh, you're the best. Oh, thank you so much. You're a good fucking friend, sir.
So have your decanter ready.
For Galactus, bless your heart, my friend. Oh, I will. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you.
Because I want you to get that memory right.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, man. Oh, I really appreciate that, brother. Yeah, no idea.
Yeah, because I see it sitting up there still. I'm like, yeah, it's front and center, too. It's like,
oh man, that shit.
I need to put that bitch in the back, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I'm afraid to touch that box. That's the only one. I can't find it over
there. Right.
Like, I would easily pay $100 for that bottle. I mean, over 100.
I would spend $150 on that. I would spend $150 on that.
You know,
I would drop $150 on that.
I'll drop $150 on that right now.
Yeah, I would drop $150 on that.
Yeah.
That, I would.
Yeah, especially because you can't find it. So, yeah, you got no choice.
I would drop $150 on that.
So, yeah, I'll bring you some of that, too, as well. So, we're going to watch some Alex Cross. I'm going to probably watch it the day of we record. So, I'll watch it that morning.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it probably the night before.
Yeah. Our usual thing, whatever. And then I'll sip a little bit of that old Fitz to reconnect.
Ooh, yeah, I can't wait to talk about that one too. That's a fun pour as well.
Oh yeah, we haven't reviewed it yet. Whatever that was,
We talked a little bit about it, but yeah,
that came out in May, something like that.
I think it was May. Yeah, something about right.
Yeah,
May.
Yeah,
something like
that. Yeah. That was another one, man. That would talk about the sleeper, silent assassin that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that shit snuck up. It's like remember my first couple of songs? Like, oh, it's pretty good, man. Yeah, let it open up a little bit. Had a few more, a couple sips after that. I was like, my God. Oh,
I remember
shit.
I was kind of like sitting on it a little bit, like, I just couldn't pay $120 again. And then, like, three sips later, I was like, yeah, let me shut the fuck up. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, I think I will, actually. You know, and funny enough, I did because I bought another one. I bought another one.
That's hilarious.
Because I got the first one from Shop SK. Then I got the second one at High Proof, whatever, because High Proof had it for like $110 or something like that. I was like, easily getting that or whatever. Yeah, that was a sleeper hit of the summer.
It really was.
It was random. It came out of nowhere, hit you. Not a lot of people got it. You can't find it as much anymore. And if you do, people are charging like $200 for it. It's just like, kind of get out of here with that. But man, phenomenal shit. And what I love about Ocho too, they've been pouring it at every event I've been to too.
Oh my God, love that. Shout out to Tequila Ocho, man.
Bless their hearts for that.
Yes.
More of honestly, that, please. I need to open up them barrel proof, that barrel proof Reposado and that barrel proof of Nail.
Shit, I forgot you had those.
One's an LA Tequila Club store pick, too.
I forgot about that.
That was another sleeper, that barrel proof Reposado. I haven't heard anybody talk about it yet. I need to probably review that then. I need to open that and review it.
I think you should.
I might have to do that. I might have to slip that in next week or whatever. Like, just knock it in there real quick or whatever. Because, That was probably, that could be another sleeper. That could be another sleeper. I haven't heard anybody talk about it, and it came and went.
Tequila Ocho, they're kind of a little bit of a seeper distillery a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people like them, but I don't think they get talked about like
their releases enough. Don't get much mention. I think the most mention they get is when they do these collabs, like with the Old Fitz and the Widow
Gang.
Right,
right,
and stuff
right.
Like that. But there are other stuff. I don't think it gets talked about as much.
No, man. That Punto's, that shit was fucking delicious. That shit was
just funny because the shit sold out right away too as well. Yeah. So, but it, you don't hear people talk about it though. So.
No.
But it sells out though.
Yeah.
I think people try to keep that shit quiet. Then that's what that. Like, yeah, don't talk about this shit. Nobody can have this right here. I would say Ocho is that might be the number four tequila brand of the year for me.
Okay. Okay.
We should do that too. Tequila brands of the
tequila
year.
Brands. All right. Yeah, we probably slip that in.
Yeah, I gotta remember all this top shit. Whatever. We'll tell the top five tequila brands of the year for us or whatever and shit. We already know two of them.
Oh yeah. It was probably top two, but you know, we'll see what other.
Yeah, I mean, if you put one or one at the other and one at the other, it wouldn't fucking make a difference. And I don't think we'd complain about that. Nah. So yeah. So we're done, people. We're gonna be out of here. We went on way longer than we thought we should have, actually, to be honest. But I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
Team.